Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. You know, recently I was on a plane. We were headed overseas, and the pilot announced that there were some serious storms ahead, so he altered the course to fly around them. The flight had already been bumpy enough. Thankfully, the pilot chose not to conform to the original flight pattern. He adjusted our path in order to avoid the danger. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says this, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." The flight pattern of the world takes us directly into danger. The world stands in opposition to the things of God. Living together before marriage is becoming the majority option. Commitment after marriage is becoming practically an option. And same-sex marriage is not just optional, but acknowledged and celebrated. The world tells me what I need to buy to make me happy and to make me feel significant. And I am told that good friends and good times always come when I'm partying at the beach or the bar. That's why Paul tells us to change our course. For the believer, this transformation takes place when we renew our minds by spending meaningful time in Scripture. It's God's Word that instructs and warns of sin and shows us how to avoid the turbulence. It's God's Word that strips away the lies of the world. With renewed minds, we can evaluate what God's good, pleasing, and perfect will is for us. Read God's Word and avoid the sinful storms. Father, please give us the desire to read your word every day, and may we not be simply readers, but also doers of your instruction. In Jesus' name, amen.